Poor fathers are hurting. Owned a wee farm. I pretend they're up above for Harry Leo's garage, and up there in Bristol called Tumble. And the siege was on, and there's two brothers on this wee farm and a sister. One of the brothers was in behind the wall, fighting. The other brother was on the farm along with the sister. James's men weren't in any great conditions either. They lived in the holes in the ground. They had to, because the other boys were sniping at the contingent from the walls. They went out and raged through the country and they stole whatever they wanted. They took whatever hens they wanted or took whatever they wanted. They lived in the country. But James's men landed out onto this farm with a French officer who had a musket ball on his shoulder on one side and out the other. And it had started to fester. It was infested, infected. And they planked him on this farm. And they said, here's a man now and he needs nursing. And he needs chicken soup, and he needs cream, and he needs to be well treated, he needs fresh eggs, and he needs his wound nursed. We're leaving him with you. And you see to him. He was bulleted for her. You see to him. And if you don't see to him, it'll be all the worse for you, because the next time they come out, they'll burn the place to the ground. So, the boy wasn't very long, they were in bed with the sister. And they fell deeply in love, as people do. Now, a French officer in those days, an officer owned his own accoutrements. He owned his own weapons, or his private property. He had his weapons all with him, out where he was bulleted out with her. And that he had two pistols that they kept primed on his belt here all the time. And I don't know whether he slept them at night or not. You need to ask the sister that. But we're sitting out, we're deeply in love now. You know the feeling. Maybe. Probably you
think so.
They were sitting out on the porch at a long low house along the road. I know exactly where it was built, for we owned the wee place for long, long. Two James's men came down the road, and one of them says to the other, "Where do you see this going?" And he went to set fire to the thatch. I don't know what he had, whether it was matches or thunder or whatever. He went up to set fire to the thatch, and he had the thing going. The boy pulled out his pistol and shot him through the head, stone dead. Mm-hmm. All about to laugh. That was them punished. He took off, and there were a musket, an old muzzle loading musket that they kept in the hallway charging her. A muzzle loader was safe to keep the cap on. He couldn't have put her off. He never took his eyes from the boy. He called the whole quick, the musket, put a cap on her. He still kept his eye on her. She reached in the musket and the cap on it, and they fired after the boy and put him down. And they were down the road and they finished him off down the road. And they took two of them up and they buried them in a brew up behind the house. And our bank came in close to the back of the house. They buried them there because they knew if that boy had got away, they were finished. Kaput. But he never took his eye off. And he still had his eye on and I called her quick the musket. And she was as quick as him. She put the cap on the musket and he downed your man. But about 1911, around about there, our Uncle Alec, at that time, my brother and my father's, they owned the wee farm. They were living in it. And everybody around them was driving milk and the dairy. and everybody around them had a horse churn. The churn with a horse went round with that, same as the threshing mill. The horse pulled the thing around and supplied the power for the churn. And they started to install a horse churn. And to do that, to get room for the horse to move round, they had to dig away a bit of the side brew. And they started to dig away the brew and they put out the two skulls. And they never said, eh, I am not aware. They took them and they buried them a bit further back up the brewery.
Yes.
And that was, the skulls were still there. But that was always over, the two skulls. And they put them out whenever they were digging a place for it. Make room for the horse to travel around.